On our Saline Area Chamber of Commerce report today on the Lucy Ann Lance Show here on 1290 WLBY, we're going to talk about mortgages, but maybe in a different vein than you are used to. Joining me is Susan Heron, and she is with Movement Mortgage, and we welcome her to 1290 WLBY. Your company has a philosophy of community, of generosity, and toward that end, you do impact lending. What does that mean, Susan?
So impact lending is a little, it's a different category, and we are the number one impact lender in the country, and we are challenging our competitors to join us in impact lending. So impact lending really is just, we give our profits, we give at least, to be an impact lender, you need to give at least 10% of your profits back into the community. Movement does that at 49% of our profits go back to our Movement Foundation.
Wow.
Where we do things for different communities, versus a traditional lender that just shares profits with their shareholders. So we believe that, you know, mortgage companies and mortgages should work for the community and not compete with each other in the community.
So you're building up community, and that's a very important part of your mission, it sounds like, at Movement Mortgage.
It is a very important part. Our tagline is mortgages that mean more. We're a company that loves and values people, and we want to make a difference of change in our communities, in our industry, and we want to be the leader that does that.
That's a huge commitment. The Movement Foundation is a nonprofit that you're trying to foster change in the industry. How are you doing that locally? Tell us how this all plays out for us here in Washtenaw County.
So we do this in a lot of different ways. We do it inside of our company with a Loves Works program. Employees give every paycheck, and it's totally voluntary as to what they give. And that goes to help people in our organization that need help. Life happens. People get sick, people have accidents, whatever. We use that money to help our own employees. To date, we have given just through the middle of, I guess this is May, we've given nearly $400,000 from that Loves Work program into our employees to help them with whatever it is they need. Do they need help with a utility bill or a mortgage payment, a car payment, whatever that is, we have a whole community for that. We have a Grace Works program, and this is an initiative where we give $10,000 to a receiving nonprofit that comes through our Grace Works program, and it's voted on amongst the people of Movement. So if there's a nonprofit that we believe in, we send the information in. It has to meet certain criteria, and then there's a $10,000 grant awarded to that nonprofit for that year.
That's remarkable. And you're supporting nonprofits, health clinics, housing projects, all different areas throughout the community, right?
Yeah, all different areas of that. It's really about community and how do we help whatever we're passionate for. We do backpack drives and, you know, those kinds of things locally, Toys for Tot drives, and as many local projects that we can do. Probably the biggest thing that we've done as a company is we have committed $100 million over the next 10 years to build 100 schools. So we build schools. Our company is hubbed in South Carolina, and so that's kind of where this has started. So we have 5 schools in the Charlotte area, and now we have expanded out into Charleston, South Carolina, Houston, and Atlanta are the 3 new schools that are being built this year. So these are charter schools, Title I charter schools that are totally free for our kids. And when I say totally free, they're tuition free, backpacks, laptops, lunch, breakfast, transportation, all are provided.
That is remarkable.
It's very cool. It gives me goosebumps when I talk about it. It's very near and dear to my heart. I mean, you know, education is the key really to success. And these schools are going into underserved communities where kids are not going to school. Kids mm-hmm. can't afford to get to school, or they're meal deprived
right.
so many times, and school is where they get, you know, 2 out of 3 meals, and it might be 2 out of 2 meals that they get there. Right. So we've really made a huge commitment that we are going to build 100 schools in the next 10 years. Our test scores are remarkable, and I don't have them. I'm going to join you on another time when we have the test scores, but it's something like we're 300% higher in the state testing scores than the public school in those same zip codes.
Wow. What are these schools called? Do they have a specific name?
They're the Movement School.
The Movement School. And do you anticipate, does Movement Mortgage anticipate building any up in Michigan as well?
Yeah, we think that Detroit is a really hotbed for something like this. And that's 100% my goal. And we need to get the word out. Mm-hmm. We need to, and it's the realtors that we partner with. It's the home buyers that we do business with. They are having the impact on these communities. They are the ones that drive where these schools get built. And if we can do that here in the Detroit metro area and some of the other communities that need that, that's what we're all about. And we're ready to go. We're excited for it. And how cool would it be if we had a Movement School in our backyard?
Susan Heron with us. She is branch manager of Movement Mortgage and a member of the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce on our report today on 1290 WLBY. Susan, your company's focus is really interesting. And for the first 7 minutes we've spent talking about the generosity of Movement Mortgage, we haven't even gotten into mortgages, but let's talk a little bit about your background. You also are a former realtor, so you really understand your business from the ground up, which is great to have, but also the company and how Movement Mortgage started. Let's start with you, first of all. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I started as a realtor a whole bunch of years ago, and was a licensed agent. And then, you know, I have 4 kids, and it was really important for me to be home and raise those kids. We didn't have kids for other people to raise, was kind of our attitude. So we did stay home and raise them. And then, you know, once it got time to, you know, they were going to college, it was time for me to get back to work. You know, this just kind of fell in my lap as to be a lender. It tracked very nicely with what my background was. About 10 years ago, I decided that I would go into lending. And so I was at a company for a while, and then Movement just was sort of out there. And when I saw what the culture was like and what they stood for, it just... it's just really nice to get up in the morning to go to work for something that's bigger than just me.
Isn't that the truth? And by the way, most important job of all is being a parent. So I salute you in that regard. Tell me about Movement Mortgage's beginnings. What's its history?
So interesting. 2008 seemed like a great time to start a mortgage company as the mortgage world was crashing right. and the housing industry was crashing. So, Casey Crawford is our CEO and founder, and he, along with 3 friends, decided that it was time to create a mortgage company that meant more. And so they started with 4 employees in 2008. And, you know, there are seasons in life, and that happened to be sort of a winter season. And it was, if you can make it through the winter season, you can make it.
Yeah.
So we have grown from that 4-employee company to, we are the number 5 largest purchase lender in the country. We're licensed in all 50 states. We have about 5,000 employees now. But what's nice about that is that we are the big company. We have We have money behind us. We have resources behind us. But we're the small town, hometown lender that sits on Eisenhower Parkway in Ann Arbor.
Yeah. So that is a lot of growth in 15 years to take a company at a very trying time, particularly the kind of company it is, a mortgage company, and build it up. And I think that commitment to community has really paid off in many ways for the communities, obviously, that Movement Mortgage is in, but also, you know, just the company itself. Susan, what about the mortgage landscape right now? What is that like? You know, we all know it's kind of a tough market for anyone wanting to buy a house right now because of the stock. We're still looking for more houses for sale. But from your perspective on the financing of it, how's that going?
So, yeah, it's been a tough year. It's been a tough couple of years. You know, we went from during the pandemic, rates dropped through the bottom and we were, you know, so busy you couldn't see straight. Everybody was refinancing and buying that new house for the Airbnb and whatever. Then interest rates started to climb a little bit. Inventory dropped off. So it's very difficult right now, even still. It's still a very competitive market in Ann Arbor. Ann Arbor has kind of always been that non-reality market, right? If you're inside the freeway circle, you know that you've got a good investment, right? Mm-hmm. Washtenaw County in general is always a good investment. We've seen great appreciation. We're still seeing multiple offers on properties. Things are selling, you know, very quickly over the weekend kind of a thing. And some buyers, it's unfortunate, buyers do get frustrated in the market. They've, you know, they write offers after offers and they're having a hard time getting them accepted. We're still seeing a lot of that. And interest rates are, they're higher than they were, you know, a few years for the last several years, but they were unsustainably low. And when you look at the history of interest rates, we're kind of right where we need to be. It's a healthy place of where we need to be. So people always need a place to live. And it's buying a home is always going to be a better deal than renting. It creates generational wealth. And I think that's one of the things that we need to maybe teach more about credit and about generational wealth and the benefits of being a home buyer. You know, you walk away from 10 years of renting someplace and maybe you got your security deposit back and they kick you out the door and you're on your way. You own a home and you walk away in 10 years and you've seen some significant appreciation. You've paid your mortgage down. So now the principal balance is lower than it was when you started. And now you've got a chunk of money to do whatever that next thing is for you, whether that's to buy a new home or maybe you're going to stay put and do some renovations in the house that you have and that you can use some of the equity to do that.
Yeah, it's I think that anyone who, you know, went through the early days when mortgages were at 12-15% and then they dropped down. I think I got one a few years ago at 2%. And now, you know, climbing back up, we actually see that this is kind of a evening out of those terms. But I think for the people that just saw that low interest rate, maybe it was the first time they bought their house, they're freaking out.
Yes, but absolutely. If you're sort of 30 and under, anything over about 4% is just unreasonable.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, doing business with a company like yours, Movement Mortgage, can mean a lot to people out there because of the fact that you have that community of generosity and giving back to the community. I think that's so important. Our listeners can go online to SusanHeron.com. That's Heron with one R, H-E-R-E-N, SusanHeron.com, and find out more information about Movement Mortgage. And she's also a member of the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce, so you can visit SalineChamber.org. Thank you for the commitment to the community that you personally have, Susan, and your company, Movement Mortgage. It means a lot. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.